Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A congressional hearing on the January 6th Capitol riot turned into a series of contentious exchanges among Democrats, Republicans, and former Trump administration members. Democrats at yesterday's hearing challenged former Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller and former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen over President Trump's role in the insurrection. Some Republicans on the panel seemed to downplay the seriousness of the event. Congressman Stephen Lynch, a member of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, took part in yesterday's hearing, and he joins us live this morning. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Bob. Good to be with you.
So, given the tense nature of the hearing yesterday, Congressman, what was your takeaway?
Well, I think it's dangerous for the Republicans to try to adopt a revisionist view of what happened on January 6th. That was an attack on the very building that they were working in. And now they're trying to, you know, push this lie that the president actually won the election. President Trump won the election. And they're also trying to downplay the seriousness of the attacks themselves. And so, just hearing that coming from my Republican colleagues, when I know that on the day of the attacks, they were running for their lives. And the deputy defense secretary saying that what he earlier said, that but for Trump's speech, the Capitol would not have been overrun by that crowd. Then yesterday, even yesterday morning, he testified to that effect in his written testimony. But when I asked him in direct questioning during the hearing, he reversed course and said that
Let me play a little tape of that, if I might, Congressman. Your exchange with former Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller, as you said in a preview of his testimony, he said he believed Trump's comments encouraged the protesters on January 6th. But yesterday at the committee, he said he'd reassessed and attributed it to an organized conspiracy with assault elements in place, which led to this moment with you. Let's play a little tape.
This is a very recent reversal of your testimony.
Absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
Miller said he was just modifying his earlier statement based on what he called new information. What did you make of that? And a day later, a day after the hearing, do you give him any leeway this morning?
No. Look, he got in line with the big lie here, and with the recharacterization and this is all new. His testimony all along has been, you know, consistent with the truth. And then yesterday he got on the stand and reversed himself. So I give him no credit. He was responsible. He was responsible for deploying the National Guard and taking an active role. And he did nothing. There were gaps of hours where, both he and Trump just watched this thing unfold. They both had a responsibility to act, and they did not. So, you know, it's doubly shameful that he would now be defending the president and disassociating the president's conduct with the attack on the Capitol. The president called it. He asked the people to come down.
About a minute left, Congressman. There's been talk about a bipartisan commission to look into January 6th based on how differently Democrats and Republicans are talking about this now. Do you see any chance of a bipartisan commission happening?
Here's the problem, Bob. So we asked the Republicans to join us in a joint commission on the events on January 6th. The Republicans are insisting that we include the Black Lives Matter protests as part of the subject of investigation of that commission. And that is ludicrous. And that, look, there was no mob violence. There was no attack on the Capitol during the Black Lives Matter protest. As a matter of fact, it was an overreaction on the part of the National Guard. They that day that the president came out and held the Bible up in front of the church, they overreacted. So we just think that is totally disingenuous to try to make this equivalency between the attacks on January 6th and the protests over, you know, over the Black Lives Matter protests. So, you know, we can't agree right. to that. That would be disingenuous at best. So,
and they're unconnected. Give me a sentence on this last question, Congressman. What's likely to come next?
Well, we've got active investigations ongoing. So we're going to prosecute the people that we believe were personally responsible. And we're going to continue to push back against these lies. We've got to do that at every opportunity.
All right. Congressman Stephen Lynch, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Edition this morning live. Thank you.
Always happy to do that, Bob. Thank you.